from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Getting your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike and Bo rolling on this Friday morning, a Falcons Friday. Rise up! Look, we got a lot of things to talk about. This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. I make the comment, and I said this before the break, I make the comment all the time, that as a tandem, that nobody, no tandem in this city, knows more about this Atlanta Falcons roster than me and Bo.
Yeah, they do radio shows. They do shows. I mean, you know, Wes and Arch know a little bit.
What a tandem. That's why I say tandem.
Are they a tandem?
I'd put us up against Western Arch.
You can go against Arch.
I have no problem saying that. But as a trifecta, as a three musketeers, when you bring Joe Patrick into the fold, there is no answer. There is no answer from anybody else. And Joe Patrick joins us on the line right now, man. The Falcons, 92.9 The Game. Falcons insider, Joe. Look, we'll get to the numbers in just a second, man, but I'll start with this. I thought you had an interesting take yesterday on the X, man. You said the timing of this. And you wonder if Terry Fontenot and company kind of communicated with AJ's people and said, look, man, we want to bring in some other players. We'll get your deal done, but we want to see what those numbers look like first.
That obviously, it's no surprise to me that this deal kind of gets finalized after these recent additions of Matthew Judon, Justin Simmons this week. And, you know, one of the reasons it was puzzling that AJ hadn't been done to this point, because I think, you know, fans certainly expected him to be a core piece of this team. And, you know, I think like even AJ still considered himself one for sure. And it really, struck home to me that he was part of that dinner that the team was on to recruit Justin Simmons, you know, alongside these other center pieces of the Falcons team, Grady Jarrett, the head coach Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot, Jesse Bates, like all these guys were at the dinner. And so was AJ Terrell. And that told me that, you know, he still is, you know, was in the long-term plans, obviously. And he is the best cornerback that this team has had in years. So, it was no surprise, but yeah, it makes sense in thinking about it afterwards that maybe it's a large stone, so to speak, that you got to kind of put in the bucket. And maybe it made sense for the Falcons in this case to get these other pieces done first, get these other deals worked in. And who knows? They probably didn't know what those deals were going to look like at the time. They maybe didn't know that they were going to be able to get both Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons for just one-year deals. And so once they got that sorted out, they knew what those deals were going to look like. Then they could go ahead and structure the bigger pay package for AJ that was going to be more substantial in terms of the amount of years. They could get that finalized once they kind of had their guideposts set in order. So, but at the end of the day, all is well that ends well. And I think that everybody is happy, both inside the locker room and all around Atlanta, that one of our own, AJ Terrell, gets to stick around for a while longer.
Well, Joe, I have made the case of why he deserves this money. You know, we did a thing earlier about comparing him with Jalen Johnson and Bal. Essentially, if you look at the numbers, for the most part, AJ has had a better 3-year span since 2021 than Jalen Johnson. But what do you think? What do you think about AJ Terrell, the player, and where he ranks in the league as a cornerback?
Yeah, the player. I mean, you know, it's funny. I've been covering this team since 2022, so I've seen basically a couple full seasons of just, you know, every game in person and just being able to really watch him and watch him work. First of all, the first thing you notice is that he actually doesn't get a ton of work because quarterbacks go away from him, which shows you know, just how much respect that quarterbacks around the league have for him and the way that he's able to make plays, despite the fact that he hasn't had the interception numbers that I'm sure he would have liked. But then the other thing is that, you know, he had what was, you know, considered a down year in 2022, but man, like, and he was allowing some touchdown catches, but there was, you know, I can think of three or four throws where it's just an unbelievably perfect throw that beat him. And it just kind of, that's the life of a cornerback, right? You got to live with, you know, you basically, as a cornerback, a perfect throw is just pretty much going to beat you every time. Like there's not much you can do against that. And it just seemed like he was running into that hard luck. But, you know, you can just see the quality and the size that he's got out there at corner. His physicality is underrated, not just in like coverage and in the coverage game and jamming receivers, but, you know, the way he's able to step up in the run game and make big plays. He's forced some fumbles here lately. He's just a playmaker in that sense. So, and I think that he fits well with these other guys that they have in the secondary. He's a versatile kind of corner in what he's able to do. And, yeah, so the money was not surprising to me, Bo, either. And I think one of the reasons why, I think a lot of people are getting hung up on the, you know, the second highest paid cornerback in history or whatnot. And that's just the way of the NFL. That's just the way that these things work, where especially after a year like last year or this offseason where the salary cap goes up by an unprecedented amount, went up by more than it's ever gone up, $30 million. That's like over a 13% increase to the salary cap. And when that something like that happens, you know, the absolute dollars of all these new contracts that are going to start to get signed, you know, reflect what the new salary cap is. So that's why we're seeing record contracts going across the board. Creed Humphrey just got his new deal. He's the highest paid center ever now. We saw, you know, Antoine Winfield is the highest paid safety. Like, we're just getting the highest paid across the board because these guys are the best players are resetting the top of the market. And the top of the market's never been higher in terms of the cash that teams have available to spend because of the salary cap increase. So there will be the cornerbacks that go on to get signed in the future will, you know, surpass AJ. But, you know, he's still the eighth highest paid cornerback as it relates to a percentage of the salary cap. I still think that eighth is that's probably a better indicator of where he is. When it's all said and done, eighth will probably still be he's probably not actually like the eighth highest paid corner when all these guys will get their new deals done. But, you know, certainly being paid worthy of, you know, what is considered one of the top cornerbacks in this league.
Finishing up here with Joe Patrick. Joe, we got 30 seconds or so left, but listen, I got to get your input on this, man. We are going to talk about these interception numbers throughout the life of this contract. What's the deal? Like, why have we – we all agree he's a great corner. Why have we not seen the interception numbers go up the last couple of years?
Well, early in his career, he definitely had, you know, the drops. Like, that was definitely, like, a knock on him, which that he just, like, should have come down with more. And that's a fair criticism of him, I think, early in his career. And then as of late, I think we've just seen, well, a couple things. One, in 2022, they were going away from him so much because the corner that the team lost Casey Hayward in the first game of the season. And then there was just a kind of a rotating cast of characters. And it was just, you know, more effective for opponents to go the other way against him. So he didn't get as many opportunities. And then last year, they were just running so much man coverage where, you know, he had his back turned and it allowed Jesse Bates to kind of be that guy who was able to read the quarterback's eyes and jump routes and make a lot of plays. And we saw, you know, how effective he was there. But that kind of system is not the best for corners to at least make interceptions. It allows them to make a lot more PBUs because they're right with receivers all the time. But I think in this, what we expect to be a zone heavier scheme under Jimmy Lake, I think that there's going to be plenty of opportunities for AJ to come down with some of those big interceptions, especially considering the fact that I think the Falcons could be leading a lot more games now with the offense that they have, and opponents will have to be throwing against them, especially in the second half.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's get them leads built up. Hey, Joe, always appreciate the time, man. It's always good to catch up with you. You always bring the great insight, so appreciate it.
Likewise. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
That's Joe Patrick, man. Look, always bringing the good stuff. Falcons play tonight in that final preseason game against Jacksonville. I don't think we'll see the $81 million man, A.J. Terrell.
You'll see him. He'll just be standing in street clothes.
Yeah, he'll be sunflower seats, that kind of thing.
Street clothes.
Powerade bottle.
Baseball cap.
Maybe some hot chocolate. I don't know. Could get
hot
weird.
Hot chocolate?
Yeah.
That's
all right.
It's August.
Air conditioning.
I mean, I know we got this false fall, but, dude, don't overreact.
I love false fall, too. Hey, look, when we come back here on the other side of the break, we had Joe Patrick right there. It is still Hey, Fair Foul Friday. I don't know that I've ever been as excited as I am for Fair Foul Friday because I'm not hosting it. I get to argue with Bo. Dylan Matthews will be hosting Fair Foul Friday.
It's not supposed to be an argument. It's just supposed to be what you would do.
It's a debate. Not four.
You're going to lose then.
Mic'd up. Coming up, some morning shift, Sports Radio, 97 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.